This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Every so often, a film comes along that just blows up the existing state of cinema. In this case, horror movies have turned the corner with The Den. That's right, a fresh new movie. When's the last time we saw a new conceit for a horror film? Well, playing off of the found footage and the numerous surveillance cameras in the world of NSA and the modern sort of exhibitionary and voyeuristicary world we live in, we have crossed into another type of horror film, which is one which is takes place entirely in a chat room and uses only the camera on a laptop to film it. Now, how's this different than Paranormal Activity? Well, it's all done in Windows, chat windows, video windows, Google, Facebook. There's an app called The Den where people drop in and they kind of share videos Vimeo style or Snapchat. Insert latest technology here, but the idea, whether this comes out in 2014 or comes out in 1980 as a science fiction film, really what you have is the type of horror and the type of fear that only someone living in 2014 can understand, and that is to see something online, to have your computer lose. A graduate student is going to do research on the types of people she meets online, and you see her talking into her video camera, but you also see her texting from her phone. That the film brilliantly pulls up lots of text, so you're seeing text messaging, you're seeing chatting, you're seeing the type of interaction that people have in the modern era. And in fact, there's a relationship that's brilliantly shown on film between the main character and her boyfriend, and they live 9 miles apart in Santa Monica, and they're just constantly chatting, and he's like, I want to see you, and she's like, you're seeing me now. He's like, no, I want to really see you, and she's like, well, what's the difference? So really, the film captures this sense of impersonal persons, and so everybody thinks that the murder she sees is a hoax, kind of like Rosemary's Baby. Everyone thinks she's crazy, drawing on the deep mythological fears that women especially have of not being taken seriously. But the film goes there, and then it goes into like a different area and drops into what do you do if you see a murder online, and then what happens if all of the people that you know in the world are killed one by one, which is what happens in this film. And in fact, she is ultimately murdered herself.